It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading expert, the millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
All right. It is travel night at Radio Night Live. And as we remind you on a somewhat regular basis, this is the only broadcast in New York radio wholly dedicated to the return of the world's greatest city to its greatest status. And we are on our way back. Although, Valerie Dealey, as I welcome you in, if you were reading the headlines tonight, specifically as it relates to travel, you'd be hard-pressed to see that New York is doing as well as it is, because every headline is like, don't travel here, don't travel there, don't go over there, even if you're vaccinated. There's literally a story, where is it, in USA Today today. U.S. travelers should avoid Poland, Trinidad, and Tobago regardless of vaccination status. Well, what do I get the vaccination for if I can't go anywhere? I mean, it's like we worked so hard to get there.
I hear you, Kevin, about this Omicron variant. You know, much remains unknown. You know, still at this point, and I'm thinking about, you know, my booster shot, you know, getting the Pfizer booster.
Right.
And I'm thinking,
you're now eligible for that?
Yeah. Now, do I wait because I want it to be resistant to Omicron, or do I go forward? And then I'm reading about Italy, where I'm going to be going back to likely in February, where the outdoor mask mandates are coming to Milan, Venice, and Florence.
Outdoors?
Outdoor
They're going to make
mandates.
You wear them outdoors? Oh.
That's correct. And it's not happening in Rome right now, but it very well might happen. So the question is this variant threatening to upend the travel recovery that we all have been, you know, so excited about up until this point? You know, things have been going so well.
It's been very tedious. I mean, it's like, you know, we make three steps forward and two and three-fourth steps back, it seems like.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking that this is just going to be an ongoing part of the travel landscape, you know, unfortunately. So we just, it's a wait and see kind of a thing.
Well, if you're just joining us tonight, WHO is urging those over 60 to nix international travel altogether. Now, that is from the that's from the New York Post. That's just out 3 hours ago. CNN, less than an hour ago, said that we've now got Poland and the African nation of Niger among four new additions on the U.S., you know, very high-risk travel category that they're encouraging people not to go to. And, of course, the president installed a travel ban basically to all of the southern African countries over the weekend. Now, as a result of this, airlines are really taking it hard because all the companies saw big sell-offs today because of this. And you know what's interesting, Val, is Friday when the news hit, the markets went way down, but yesterday they responded very nicely. You had a kind of a bounce back, and a lot of people were saying, well, we're reading now that this is a more susceptible variant, but it's a much less mild variant than Delta. It's, you know, the impact of it is not as
harsh. It's milder than Delta.
Yes, but it's easier to catch than Delta.
So easier, sure.
So if you, I guess, are vaccinated, you know, they're saying, you know, it's going to protect you well against the severity, but it doesn't seem that this one is the most severe. In my ears, it sounds like this is more like the UK variant, which was kind of a softer one that came in between the original and the Delta, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can only hope, Kevin.
Yeah. Say, so forget all that. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was nice, Kevin. I decided, thank you very much. I decided to take the train with Ron and Mojito. We went to Reading, Connecticut, and then connected to Newtown, Connecticut for my cousin Jill's get-together. We had about 12 or so people, a 17-pound turkey, and it was just a very nice evening, except for when Mojito did a pee-pee on the rug.
No, we're That's not going to talk about that. We don't have to talk about that. Mojito will never be invited to go anywhere ever again if we talk about that. Let's not do that.
But he's 16 and a half, so.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. She lives way up in the woods, so to be able to take him out into the woods, and that was just, he really liked that.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
It's different than being on the sidewalks of New York City, that's
I'm wondering if I can use that excuse when I'm 16 and a half. I'm sorry, I just did a little pee-pee on the rug. It wasn't that big.
Yeah, it wasn't that exactly. But he's so cute.
So, well,
we had
cool.
It was a nice time. It really was. It was brief, though. We were only there for about 8 hours. It was a quick turnaround.
Taking the train wasn't as wasn't that cumbersome?
No, not really at all. But I'll say Jill's friends drove us back to the city because they live up near the GWB. So it was very nice of them. So it made it very easy for us. So it was a lovely, lovely.
Well, when you told me what rental cars were going for last week, I was jaw dropped. Like $1,000 for car on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, $900 for 3 days rented out of New York City. Yeah, forget that. So we weren't gonna do that. So yeah, no, it worked out.
Well, you know
really,
what you're paying
really
for
nicely.
In that price, you're paying for a bunch of their non-rented days that the cars have been sitting there in the garage for however long. Because, you know, rental cars in Manhattan probably have, you know, a limited life since so many people take public transportation everywhere all the time. And so it's going to make it that, you know, it's just going to be the demand. When someone needs it, they're going to say, well, we've got to cover our costs. And guess who gets to benefit from that, the consumer on every level. So I had a kind of an interesting somebody reach out to me. Well, Thanksgiving was wonderful. We had a family over that didn't really have anywhere else to go, and my bride cooked, and we had a great time. It was a really fun day. But then I had a friend reach out over the weekend, and if we're smart, we're going to have this group on the show soon. They may even become a sponsor to Travel Tuesday. But there's that one of the new kind of hot tickets in travel in the Northeast is not big, international or state to state or even, you know, big metro to big metro airfare. It is now the Puddle Jumper commuter lines that are firing up. And there's this company called Fluber, FLEWBER, that basically just goes from like Teterboro out to Long Island, over to Connecticut, so they kind of do Jersey, New York, Connecticut, kind of in the tri-state area, and the price is not—I mean, it's high for, for a single round trip, but if you're talking about $1,000 for a car to get there and back, I mean, a $400 flight to be able to go from New York to Connecticut or New York to Long Island and beat all the traffic that's sitting there on the LIE while you're going out. I mean, this is really something. And what's cool about it is you can book all of it on their app. They've developed an app that goes with their airline scheduling, and you can basically schedule a flight when you need it. And then you show up at the airport where they service you. They will give you a ride to the airport. I think they'll even pour Prosecco for you while
you wait. I was wondering about
that
because everything sounded good except for the fact that you have to get to the airport. So there's the traffic right there.
Yeah, I think they send you a vehicle for you. And then it's kind of like Uber. It's kind of like Uber, but for flying. Yeah, so... So we'll probably get them on the show in another week or two and talk to them.
But love that.
What a lovely concept. And you could have totally taken advantage of that for much less than renting the rental car to go to Connecticut for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved that. But we kept our costs low on the train. It was not expensive at all, just that one-way trip.
Yeah.
So worked well for us. But
we've got a fun night ahead. Tell us who is going to be joining us tonight.
Well, I'm really, really excited about this. We're having an old friend of mine on the show, and his name is Perry Garfinkel. You may know him because he is a longtime New York Times contributor, a writer. He is the author of a national bestseller, Buddha or Bust. But most importantly, he worked with me at Carl Icahn's, the original Travel Channel, as a writer. So that's how I met Perry Garfinkel. And Perry and I have been just friends forever, and he's doing something really cool right now. He is writing a book that I knew as being Gandhi. He changed the name, he told me. He'll tell us why, to becoming Gandhi. And it's about his experiences becoming Gandhi. And just want to hear from him where he's at with this, because I know that there's been some delays in getting out there to do recording.
We'll do that when we return. She's Valerie Delia. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back on Travel Night, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, you know that MyPillow does not have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. You can now get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow. Regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98. Now only $29.98 with the promo code JOEP. Let's support Mike Lindell and all the fabulous MyPillow products. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use that promo code JOEP.
Tune in to Real Estate Today on AM 970, The Answer, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Do you want your kids to have an edge in sports, school, and overall well-being? Using marijuana underage can derail that. Today's high-potency marijuana has THC levels of 15% or even higher, compared to 4% in the past. Marijuana can have permanent damaging effects on developing brains. It can lead to an IQ drop of up to 8 points when used regularly. It slows reaction time in sports and driving. Studies show 1 in 6 youth marijuana users become addicted. Your guidance matters. Parents who set clear rules help their kids stay on track and achieve their goals. Talk to them about the risks of using marijuana. For more information, visit njpn.org. That's njpn.org. This message is sponsored by the New Jersey Prevention Network and Impact NJ, and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
They're the culture warriors fighting the good fight to save America. These people are nominated by Salem listeners who want to honor them for all they're doing to make America great. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Mike Lindell, founder of MyPillow. Jason Whitlock, columnist, podcaster, and digital TV host. Carl Jackson, political columnist, commentator, and radio talk show host. Molly Hemingway, author, columnist, and political commentator. Glenn Youngkin, newly elected governor of Virginia. Go to our website and click on the banner to vote for Salem's culture warrior of the year.
Visit am970theanswer.com to vote.
Joe Piscopo wakes you up at 6. Ben Shapiro takes you home at 5. Weekdays on AM970, The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. And it is Travel Night, and Valerie Delia is back in studio with us. Val, last night when Hillary Kramer was here, I called her Valerie. How many times, Nick? Did I do it 6 times? I think I did it 6 times.
Too many to count.
So if I call you Hillary frequently tonight, I'm just giving equal time, you know, to the whole situation.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Great.
also joining us is another name that's similar to Hillary and Valerie. It's Perry. Perry Garfinkel is his name, and you just heard Val tell us a little bit about what he's done in the past. He's written for the Star Ledger. You called yourself a Cub reporter at the Star Ledger, Perry. Does that mean you just were too green to know what the real news was, or because it was, what, the day after you graduated, you got your first gig?
Yes, I graduated from Rutgers and never wrote a word of journalism and got a summer internship at the Star Ledger.
Nice.
That turned into a full-time job. But I was covering the Jersey Shore, Monmouth College, and it had student protests, and you know, those were my early roots.
And then you went into travel. What describe that transition from a beat reporter to the interest of travel reporting?
Yeah, and I want to get into, when we talk about this subject, the travel angle to this Gandhi journey. But I was, you know, took a year off with my then wife, and we ended up in India, and we spent months there, and then we went to Menorca, and I thought I was Ernest Hemingway, and I started writing as a freelance after 5 years as a journalist, and I realized, like, this light bulb went on, oh, I could be a traveling writing about my travels.
So, very cool.
And I've gone in and out of full-time jobs. I helped start an eco travel magazine. I was worked for the Martha's Vineyard Times for 2 years.
That I love, Perry. Cool. You know that. Very cool. Yes. And Perry, you and I have a long history together, and it's been a number of years now that I've heard you talk about the Being Gandhi book. And then you told me earlier today you changed that name to Becoming Gandhi. And why?
As soon as I started out on this journey, which I'll tell you about, I realized I cannot be Gandhi. He was like inhuman what he could achieve in a day. I don't know how he fought through his sloth and torpor, which is what I'm writing about, but he was very disciplined. He was dogged in his, you know, in finding his goals. And so I think the Becoming Gandhi translates to, it's a lifelong process to try to aspire to some of the moral principles that were the basis of his philosophy. As I told you before, my book is not going to be about Gandhi and politics. It's really about how to be that person on the side. He's controversial. There's certainly a lot of controversy about him. But I looked at his writings and can this be the moral compass that we're lacking these days?
And how far along are you on the book, and where have you gone following in his footsteps and becoming Gandhi?
Well, first of all, I hate that question. How far along are you?
Okay. Sorry, Perry.
I'm ridden with guilt at how far behind I am.
Okay.
But as we talked about earlier today, the pandemic kind of slowed me down. For one thing,
sure.
I wasn't able to travel, and I am following in Gandhi's footsteps, literally. So I got to go to South Africa and England before the lockdown, and I've been waiting a year or so to get to England, which I just came back from. One would think that for a writer, it's kind of like the briar patch. Nobody can go out. I'm at home alone writing. But the worries of the world were very heavy on my shoulders, and to the point of distraction, you know, riveted to the TV, what's going on, who's saying what, these kinds of effects slowed me down a lot. And over the period, I should say the genesis of this book, which you asked me about before, when Obama was running for president, he ran on the campaign theme, Be the Change. And there was a whole swatch of Americans, and especially African-Americans, who did not know that Obama claimed that his inspiration was Mahatma Gandhi, not, as you would think, Martin Luther King. As it turns out, King was in turn inspired by Gandhi on his fight for nonviolent resistance. So it put the head, you know, something in my head after my Buddha book came out and did well. And I wanted to do the same with Gandhi. But what has happened is over the arc of these really now 8 years, things went from bad to worse in terms of one of Gandhi's main principles, which is truth. fake news became a very popular phrase, you know, that we in the media certainly, you know, pushed along. And violence, you know, what can I say? We are every day racked by something violent. And even, Kevin, as you're talking about Sudan, which I'm really, you know, proud of what you're doing there, but that's a kind of violence. It's a kind of, you could say, capitalist violence. So I began to look at the, you know, the main principles of Gandhi through the prism of these six principles and looking at the then and now.
And Perry, how have the destinations that you've gone to informed the story? You know, because we're a travel show, so just wondering in that regard.
Very much, and I wanted to talk about that. So in India, one of my main efforts was to walk the Salt March, which historically was when Gandhi kind of lit a fire under the protest against the British by going down to the beach of Dandi, 400 miles from where he was. He did this walk, and he gathered people as he walked. And this is all, everyone knows the movie Gandhi, and you can see this march in the book, in the movie. But so I did that march, and I was, again, kind of appalled at things that hadn't changed. You know, hopeful about some things that had changed. But one of the things I did on this Gandhi march, it's called the Dandi Path, the government of India, the tourism department, has for a number of years trying to designate it as a national historic heritage trail. And the bureaucracy of India, such as it is, it's taken forever. But I basically did that walk and saw it as a tourism destination. And I can say it has a long way to go. But to walk in his footsteps in little villages and see the interior of India the way he may have seen it was really moving for me.
Well, there's certainly, I think, regardless of like what spiritual hunt people go on, when you go to places where history happened, where influential people walked, I mean, people have been going to the Holy Land for years and talking about walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, these are historical places, and to think that the setting may be very, very similar, if not sometimes maybe even identical to what they would have experienced, is really stirring in and of itself. And I'm curious if you've had any like big lump in the throat kind of moments when you've stood in some of these places.
Yes, the answer is yes, lots. I'm a kind of schmaltzy kind of guy anyway. And, you know, a wandering Jew defines me literally and figuratively. But you know, there were a number of incidents. One of the heartbreaking moments was when I was in Port Bandar, the city where he was born, which is now, you know, part of the pilgrimage, the Gandhi pilgrimage that, you know, you mentioned, Kevin, that is, you know, part of every spiritual tradition. In Port Bandar, there's widespread pollution of the bay, and there's this illegal limestone mining that's going on, not only devastating the environment, but the young kids who are working in these mines, they're not underground mines, they're like cavernous quarry areas. They were covered with this dust, this limestone. And with the lump in my throat might have been literal.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hold that thought, Perry, because we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll explore some of your other adventures thus far. Perry Garfinkel is our guest, and we're talking about his journey in the steps of Gandhi. His book that is not yet released is Becoming Gandhi. And we'll continue that conversation, plus much more straight ahead.
It's said that if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes and it'll change. Well, the weather isn't the only thing changing. According to our latest research, local business owners today are saying it's getting harder to sustain their business than it was just a few months ago. They also told us that targeting the right audience with their advertising messages is more important than ever. At Salem Surround, our team of local in-market experts take that seriously. We utilize the latest research and marketing technology to deliver media plans that will exceed your expectations. Let Salem Surround show you how we can solve for your marketing challenges by bringing nationwide resources while delivering Main Street solutions. Salem Surround is here to help you through the constant changes. We promise we'll help your business stay ahead of the changing weather.
Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question, and the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, each helping your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from four different angles, maybe why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
It's 38 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. What's going on? We have the answer. A Westchester County man is being charged with the murder of a Bronx teen in a cold case that dates back 22 years. Bronx District Attorney Darcel Clark says 69-year-old Joseph Martinez of New Rochelle lived in the same building as 13-year-old Mineraliz Soriano when she was killed in 1999.
The DNA science and technology advanced over the years, and familial DNA in particular, was instrumental in linking the defendant, Joseph Martinez, also known as Jupiter Joe, to the murder.
Soriano was murdered while walking home from school, and her body was found in a dumpster. The cause of death was determined to be strangulation. NYPD cold case detectives say they used DNA evidence to link the crime to Martinez. New Yorkers are being urged to put on masks for all indoor public settings, regardless of COVID vaccination status. Scott Pringle has the details.
Officials say the health advisory on masks that was sent out Monday is because of a rise in coronavirus cases in New York City, more indoor gatherings with colder weather, and potential problems with a new variant of concern. The health commissioner now, once again, strongly urging mask use in all indoor public settings, but these folks do not welcome that advisory.
I'm anti-mask. I don't listen to any of them. They're all Democrats. They're all full of it. The mask does nothing.
There are more important issues than the mask.
In sports, in the NBA, the Knicks are on the court against the Nets in Brooklyn. Game is just getting underway. In the NHL, the Devils are on the ice against the Sharks at home in Newark. San Jose is leading 1-0 at the time of this report. Checking traffic, rough ride on the Deegan northbound, collision in the left lane by Yankee Stadium. Your bumper to bumper from the Triborough Bridge. Checking weather, staying partly cloudy for the rest of tonight. We dip into the mid-30s. Now you know what's going on. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we do have another special guest that's going to join us in the next segment. We'll find out more details on that from Valerie. But we're continuing our discussion with Perry Garfinkel, who has written for the New York Times and for the Star Ledger. He's also a best-selling author. And he's working on a book presently called Becoming Gandhi. And he's literally tracing the footsteps of Gandhi in terms of the travels that he went to and what some of what he's learned. Real quickly, Perry, you mentioned the six principles, but you didn't delineate them. Could you give us for the non-Gandhi among us? Could you give us a little bit of insight as to what those six principles are?
Yes, I'm glad you asked, Kevin. They are. Hope I don't forget them. Truth and nonviolence are the first two. Simplicity, faith, celibacy, and vegetarianism.
Huh. Which one is the most fun?
Not the vegetarianism.
Well, and also, Perry, curious, who's publishing you?
Oh, I scored great deals with three publishers. Sounds True in the U.S. It's a, not many know it, but it's become very successful after a long run as an audiobooks publisher. Sounds True, German Random House, and Simon & Schuster India.
Nice.
And my agent's working on the deal with the U.K. because, and I want to get into this travel piece if we can. My trip to England was fascinating during COVID and where I went and what I learned about, you know, migratory patterns of in the world.
What did you learn?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Good lead.
We're not talking about birds, are we?
Well, I went, first of all, you know, traveling in the time of COVID, I went there in September, October. Test before you go, test when you get there. I had to have a test FedEx to me in my hotel. And while I was there, the headlines were COVID numbers are going up. But I was really surprised, you guys, when I walked into public places, I was so used to putting on my mask in the San Francisco area where I lived. And the first place I went, I said, do I need my mask? He said, oh, no, no. And every place I went, masks were not the rule of the day indoors. So, duh, that's why their numbers were going up.
And, Perry, one thing I wanted to just bring up that you and I talked about pre the show is that Gandhi actually had the Spanish flu back in 1918.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So you connect pandemic to another through Perry.
I did some, you know, with my degree in, from Columbia, I did some dogged research after we talked. Joking, Valerie's the one with the degree from Columbia.
Right.
And it turns out he was smitten by this devastating flu of some sort, but it was not the Spanish flu, but it coincided with around the time. It was August 1918. He was taken down for several months, 2 months, with this terrible dysentery, and he had a nervous breakdown. And it was just on, you know, before the real devastation happened. Close to 20 million people died in India from the Spanish flu. That was very sad. But I read, as I said, and he couldn't do the things he was doing. And some people criticize him. You know, why wasn't he outspoken about the flu, the Spanish flu? But, you know, you can imagine if you have had COVID, there's not much else you can think about or do.
But, and when you're walking around, Perry, do you identify yourself? Do you have a sign like, I'm becoming Gandhi? I mean, how does that work? What is the reception that you're getting?
I have a little tin can and a poodle in my, I'm a journalist who's traveled the world for 35 years. I identify myself as that. And I say, I contribute to the New York Times and I'm writing a book. Otherwise I blend. I've learned how to blend.
Well, you know, I was looking up Gandhi. I was reading up on him, and most strikingly, there was one post and it had his celebrity net worth. Of guess how much? $1. Seriously, that makes sense. Doesn't that follow?
Well, he was famous for, as he traveled extensively all over India, and there was some line that he was the most expensive spiritual guest in any household, that he traveled only with a bowl, you know, the classic monk accoutrement. And when he died, he had very little.
Real quickly, Perry, because we're running out of time, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, I have a website, perrygarfinkel.com, which you easily found, Kevin.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you. Please come back closer to the publishing of the book.
I get approached by many companies wanting me to endorse their products or services, but I actually reached out to Nerve Renew on my own. I wanted them to know that their product helped the nerve damage in my feet so much that after using it for about a year, I stopped using the shoe inserts that were prescribed for me and worked after needing them for almost 10 years. It's bad suffering through pins and needles, numbness, or burning in your hands or feet from nerve damage. It's not fun going through life with this tingling in your hands or feet, with this numbness. So that is why I so strongly advocate that you try NerveRenew by going to TryNerveRenew.com. NerveRenew greatly helped me and over the last 10 years has helped over 300,000 people. They're so confident their product can help you, they offer a two-week trial of their product and a one-year money-back guarantee. Go to TryNerveRenew.com. Order your two-week trial now. That's TryNerveRenew.com. TryNerveRenew.com. $800 a year. That's how much the average family is putting back in their pocket every year by ditching Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile and switching to Pure Talk. You get the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, but for about half the cost. I made the switch, the coverage, the U.S.-based customer service, all terrific. The pricing is fair, really like wholesale rates. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigabytes of data, just $30 a month. Right now, get Pure Talk's Black Friday pricing on phones like the iPhone 12, just $479. I'm a Pure Talk customer with their 30-day risk-free guarantee. You should be a Pure Talk customer too. So here's what you need to do. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Dennis Prager. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
In case you didn't know, the process of buying a home can be stressful. Having the right lending team in place can help ease the stress away. The lending experts at Citizens Bank are here to answer all your questions. Citizens Bank's customer service is second to none because they treat every customer like it's their only customer. Ace and his team prioritize the New York, New Jersey metro area to give you the best rates you need. They're committed to putting our colleagues, communities, and shareholders first because when you succeed, they succeed. Look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply at citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com or call 212-857-6687. 212-857-6687 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank NA, NMLS number 433960. Equal housing lender.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
All right, it's travel night, and that means Kevin McCullough and Valerie Delia not only supply you with great information, but before we're done, a reminder there'll be some deals that you'll want to be made aware of, and Valerie will bring those to us. But Valerie, about a year, not a year ago, but early on in this year when we started the show, we talked very, very early on, one of the earliest shows, about ancestry travel and kind of how to get back to the root of who you are and so forth. And I know this is a big part of what you like to think and do about now. And so we've welcomed another guest tonight to be with us to advance this conversation. Why don't you introduce Andrew?
Okay, yes. Our guest is Andrew Parker, and he is with Family Search. And they are the sponsors of the Roots Tech 2022 convention, which is an ancestral convention. It's their little mantra is choose connection, connecting through stories, understanding the stories of our ancestors. And I just wanted to tell you, Kevin, that this long weekend gave me this opportunity to rummage around in my memorabilia. I'm known as Memorabilia Delia. I am the family custodian of memorabilia, and I came up with the will of my great-grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable that I keep this stuff. And Ron's always saying, you got to get rid of this. I don't get rid of stuff. Except I'm going through it very carefully because I just love it. And to find something like that, About the very cemetery where he is buried and where I now have a plot in. When I see that, I'm just thinking it goes back four generations. So with us, again, it's Andrew Parker with Family Search, and we're going to talk about that Roots Tech convention that is coming up again virtually for the second year in a row. So, Andrew, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I am. As much as I have to say that I loved going to the Salt Palace and I love seeing everybody in person, I absolutely loved it. You know, this is a New York City girl coming out there. And, right. And one of the best things about it, besides all the programming, was being able to ski at Alta afterwards. So we can't do that virtually.
Now the truth is discovered, yes.
right.
Exactly. And so now registration is now open for Roots Tech 2022. And tell us when it's taking place and for how long.
Yeah, so the conference is going to be from March 3rd through the 5th in 2022. Like you mentioned, it's virtual, so you don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home. You can attend the entire conference in their jammies. I know several people actually that did that last year. March 3rd through the 5th, all you got to do is log on to rootstech.org, register first so that you can kind of get all the fun goodies and stuff that we have in store for you before the conference. But you come and you can watch whatever class you want on demand. We have several fun and famous keynote speakers, including one from New York City, that will be joining us.
Who's so, that?
I don't know that tell you just yet.
Oh, we can't. Okay. That'll be a secret. But I like that.
So a little secret. But there is a New York City keynote speaker. He's a famous actor who lives there in New York and has been there for a little while. So he's going to come and speak with us. And share some thoughts about his own family history and his own family story, which is really cool.
Is he Italian?
No. No, unfortunately.
Okay, that's okay.
Please don't tell me he's Irish. I'm just going to be beside myself if he is.
I don't know, actually.
If he is and he's Irish and he's from this area, particularly Long Island, don't let him have a gun on an empty movie set. That's all I'm saying.
Kevin, I tell you.
Moving right along, though, Andrew, for people that haven't experienced the Roots Tech, what would they experience if they were to attend? What types of things are they learning about?
Yeah, so... So, you know, at Roots Tech, there's the in-person version that we did for 10 years. People would come and there were hundreds of different classes on stuff from, you know, how to start your family history, to how to care for old pictures, to how to learn all the new technology that happens and innovation that happens in the genealogy space. You know, one of the things to keep in mind is that family relationships, that we can track through genealogy actually inspires a lot of technology and innovation because we want to make sure that we have the most accurate, understanding of the relationships out there. I mean, the Ancestry, of course, is a huge company. And they spend a lot of time and money and effort to really innovate the way that we track our family history. And so, and there's, hundreds of different vendors out there that will come and share the technology advancements they have. So there's usually a big expo hall where you can go around and talk to people and stuff like that. That's the in-person version. We've tried to translate all of that into an online experience. So you can come anytime throughout the 3 days. You get to listen to fun keynote speakers. Usually they're celebrities and other influencers that that'll share just really remarkable and inspirational stories about their own family history. You can go and learn from some of the family history experts, not just the genealogy folks that really get into the to the research, but also the people that care for, like you say, all the memorabilia there, Valerie, and all that good stuff. And then there's also a bunch of fun activities. Usually you do, there's games and parties and cultural celebrations, and so all that stuff will be there this year. Just be in a more virtual format. So,
and it's free. Did you mention that?
Yeah, totally free.
Wow! So, you didn't, man. Buried the lead there.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I need to get better at that. It's totally free. So all you got to do is go to rootstech.org and register there. You just have to register with your name and email address, basically, and then you're in, and that's it.
And March 3 through 5, you can come and go as much as you want, see as much of the conference as you can handle. And are you going to have it online, archived for people that are registered beyond the date of the conference itself?
Yeah, actually, in fact, if you want to, you can go to rootstech.org right now and see a bunch of stuff from 2021, so earlier this year. And that'll give you a really good flavor of kind of, you know, what you're looking for. And there's some just, you know, there's some great stories and some great videos that you can watch. There's videos that are 20 minutes long that delve into patronomics, if you know what patronomics are.
Patronomics. I don't. Is that something to do with your father?
Yeah. So it's, so my wife's maiden name is Peterson, right? And so Peterson is a patronomic last name. So you are the son of Peter, right?
I get it. Yeah.
So it's all about how to do patronomic research or how to do research, in the Far East. And so you've got those kind of classes there, but you've also got some great stories there. There was actually several that I watched around heritage travel. A young lady had gone out to and had learned about her family and that they were mostly Polish. And so she wanted to go out and kind of see where they were from, and she found this great old cabin in the woods of Poland somewhere, and in wolf country, actually, she called it. And so you got to learn a little bit more about her story and how she, you know, used that cabin and used that travel to really connect to her ancestors. It was really inspirational and very moving. So
all
that's
right.
The kind of
so
stuff that you can
just to make sure everyone's on the same page, rootstech.org.
rootstech.org, yep.
And you go there, you register, it's completely free, and then you can attend the conference live March 3rd through the 5th, and you can see past stuff there as well. Andrew Parker, thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it very much.
You got it. Coming right back with Delia's Deals.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it. Getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. Voters made their displeasure with Democrats and their elitism known in recent elections. Rather than learn their lesson over their disconnect from mainstream voters, Democrats have doubled down by suggesting that Americans simply aren't bright enough to comprehend their genius. That is the clear subtext behind the sudden profusion of messaging stories produced by the media. For Democrats and their enablers, the problem is never Joe Biden's incompetence, mishandling of the supply chains, inflation, or abandoning Americans in Afghanistan. It's never Merrick Garland's attempt to paint protesting parents as domestic terrorists. The only problem they admit having is selling their massive and radical spending programs as anything other than pandering to their progressive wing. Democrats should have learned lessons about voter priorities, especially on the economy, parental engagement in education, and competent governance. Instead of introspection, Democrats and the media have chosen to blame voters for their leadership's own failings. I'm Ed Morrissey.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel Tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. Or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And it is that time of night on Tuesdays when we turn to our own travel guru, one Valerie Delia, who I have not called Hillary even once tonight. So equal time thing's not working out. But tonight's deals, you've got a variety of them. Some of them we've heard about, but you've got some important things for us to remember.
Yes, remember, namely, that today is Travel Deal Tuesday, and last week we had the Hopper Deals expert on the air, and all those deals are expiring in a few more hours, just so you will know. So those end on Travel Deal Tuesday at midnight. So get on, hop on board hopper.com, and that way you can see what deals are still available. And on my site, many of them are expiring as well tonight or tomorrow. But check out the Dunhill deals. I took a look at those this week. They're a provider to my site. And we've got a Bermuda deal, a Mediterranean cruise, and a 9-day Israel tour. And of course, we still have that special $9 ticket to the New York Travel and Adventure Show at the Javits Center. And that takes place January 28th. And that deal is good right through the convention. So check that out on my site, travelwithval.com. And Kevin, I want to tell you what I did. I indulged in a deal on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And what I purchased was 1 week in Rome of Italian lessons at the Scuola Leonardo da Vinci in Rome. So, you know, I'm just going to get over there. And I could actually take it virtually, either for 2 weeks or 6 weeks, or take the 1 week in Rome. And guess
what
I'm
gonna do? Wow, that's going to be cool. Good for you, following your own advice there.
That's right. Yeah, 230 euros. So there you go. I'll have to get a place to stay, but we'll see. You know, when I get
I know you're going to enjoy that on every level. And friends, if you want to get great deals all the time, go to travelwithval.com. Click on the little tab at the top that says Delia's Deals. She's going to have to open another link at some place that's Delia's Memorabilia. Because I think that's
in love future
that, Kevin. As well.
You're right. But, you're right about that. Yeah.
It's another hobby of yours. But anyway, hey, Val, great show tonight. Thanks for all the insight and the help. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kevin.
Good night. Tomorrow night, we're off tomorrow night because there's Seton Hall basketball. But then on Thursday, we've got Legal Night. Arthur Idala is back. And on Friday, it will be Fun Friday with Christine Nicholas. A lot of holiday stuff coming to New York. We'll be talking about all the various things that you can do along those lines. If you miss any of the shows, by the way, you want to go back and listen to the archives. We never put our podcast behind paywalls. They're always free. And just look for Radio Night Live when you go to SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, any of the major podcast offerings, you'll be able to find us. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live, and then the given night that you want to focus on, particularly the travel nights here on Tuesdays. We'll see you next time.